his yard site is on Yitzhak's Yad Kislev, which is of course in Lubavitch, the Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus that day. But we're not going to do that. I'm going to pull a different move tonight. I'm going to speak about a Heilig Tzaddik, which for some reason, to me, this Tzaddik is just so special. Rav Baruch Mezhbizhe, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe Rav Baruch. Rav Baruch was a person who was very, very, very serious Tzaddik. Very, very serious Tzaddik. It was a midah of pachad and vurus. But he was unmatched in his dar, in the dar of many, many tzaddikim. He was considered to be the tzaddik of the generation. How he came into this world, I'll tell you in a moment. But we said before that the chassidim say that it's all good to speak about tzaddikim on Motzei Shabbos. So the after Rav said, and the after Rav was after Rav. He said that if the Olam says, just like the Olam says, that to say stories about the Baal Shem Tov is mesugal for Hatzlacha, to say stories about Baruch Hu is mesugal for Yerushmai. We can all use a little bit of that also. Say stories about Baruch Hu a little bit. A few stories about Baruch Hu. His Yortzeit is on a Monday. His Yortzeit's on Monday. Chai Kislev. So how he came into the world is as follows. His mother was Udel. We spoke about her last week, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov. So it happened once that the Hasidim were dancing Feilach on Simchas Torah. And one of the Chavayah of the Baal Shem Tov, his shoe tore in the middle of the dancing. And he had Chalisha Sadas that his shoe tore. Now we don't know what it means that a shoe tears. We think a shoe tears, okay, so you go buy a new shoe. But by Tzaddikim, if things happen to their shoes, especially on Simchas Torah, you know, it was a big deal. But apparently she knew what was wrong with the shoe. And for many years, many, many years, she couldn't have children. So she turned to the tzaddik and she said, I know how to take care of this shoe. If I fix the shoe, I want you to be maftiach, be a ben zachar. And he was maftiach her ben zachar, and she was zeichet to bring of baruch into the world, this neshama into the world. And what's amazing about the story is that we don't know who that chassid was. But he was big enough to be maftiach her, a child, and have a baruch. This is somebody from the Chavaya of the Baal Shem Tov, which is an amazing thing in and of itself. But he came into the world through that bracha, this Indian of Simchas Torah. That's how bracha came to the world. He was a Kaddish Meirachim. He was a Kaddish Meirachim. In fact, he used to speak sometimes godless about himself, although he was a Lev Nishbar completely, completely, completely. Maisa is that once Rabbi Yitzchak von Skver, previous guy, Rebbe, he told over once that once he came home from the Beis Sefer from school to his house, and the Baal Shem Tov asked him, what masechta are you learning? He said, I'm learning Baba Kama. So he said, why are you learning Baba Kama? So Baruch said, because Baba Kama, as Rashi Tivos, Baruch ben Edel Kadosh Merechem Ima. These are the things that he was Isaac in as a young child. Rabbi Yisrael from Bashid, who was a Talmud of Pinchas Karzer, when he heard that the name of Rav Baruch Hu was starting to spread throughout Europe, so they wanted to know, who is this Rav Baruch Hu? So Rabbi Yisrael sent a shliach to find out three things about Rav Baruch Hu. He says, I want to know these three things, because if a tzaddik is oisik in these three things, then you know he's a tzaddik emes. One, I want to know if Rav Baruch Hu has every day a Seder and Niglas Atar, that he learns every day a Shir Kavua, every day in Shas and Poskim. Two, I want to know if he's Osek and Stuck on Chesed also. And three, I want to know if he knows Machshavos Bnei Adam. And he came back to Shliach and he said, I saw all three things by Rav Baruch Hu. So when Rav heard that, he said, then he must be a Tzaddik Emes. the story about Rabbi Baruch Hu, that he once had a Talmud who was very davik to him. And this Talmud would think a lot in his mind. He said, Rabbi Baruch Hu is so great. And he's only a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Baruch Hu is so great, I can't even imagine how the Baal Shem Tov could be greater than Rabbi Baruch Hu. That's what he would think. Like we said before, Rabbi Baruch Hu, he knew the machshavas. He knew that the Talmud had these machshavas. He was on that madriga. And he wanted to find an Eitzah. Looking for an Eitzah, how he can impress upon this Talmud that between me and the Baal Shem Tov is like, you know, Baruch Hu, you can't even imagine Rabbi Baruch Hu. But the Baal Shem Tov, he didn't want this Talmud thinking that he was equating him with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So he came up with the following plan. So he was traveling somewhere with this Talmud from one city to the next. And when he was getting close, coming back, arriving to Mezhbush, so this Talmud, they needed to pull over, this Talmud needed to use the restroom on the side of the road. So Rav Baruch Hu didn't wait for the Talmud. Don't try this with your Talmidim, of course, like these ways of tzaddikim. He didn't wait for the Talmud, he just kept going. So the Talmud came back and he saw that the caravan wasn't there anymore. So he was looking for a place to go. So he found a village and he found a mezuzah on the door and he went inside. And he found a Yehudi with an ishtak, a very old Yid who was there. And he invited him in. And he thought to himself, you know, like a Talmud of Rav Baruch Hu should think, if the Baruch Hu wants me to be on the road like this, you know, we would like be looking, calling and see, no, this is where Baruch Hu wants for me. So I'm supposed to be here right now. I'm supposed to be in this Yid's house. Says Makabal upon him, and so they started to speak about the Baal Shem Tov. And this Zaki, and this Yid says, I knew the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says, once the Baal Shem Tov came to this town, and I went to the Shalosh Shidduch of the Baal Shem Tov because I was from the Misnagdim and I wanted to have something to machois about the Baal Shem Tov. I was looking for something to make fun of the Baal Shem Tov about. And he says, by Shalosh Shidduch, I didn't see anything spectacular about the Baal Shem Tov. Nothing. I didn't see any maifsim. I didn't see any giluyim. A simple Shalosh Shidduch. So after Shalosh Shidduch, he went, and it was late at night, and he wanted to go see in the room of the Baal Shem Tov what he was doing. And he saw that the Baal Shem Tov was there, and people were coming, and he was taking pajinas and kvitlach. And he said, this is what he's doing. He says, it's already Motzei Shabbos, and it's already Chatzais Laila, and he should be doing Tikkun Chatzais. What is this? It's not a tzaddik. So he felt that he knew what to say about the Baal Shem Tov. Right? What he does, he sits around with his chassidim, and he takes kvitlach, and he gives brachas. But to be Masabo and Chorban Bisa Mikdash, he doesn't know how to do. So he went from there, and he went to the Beis Medrash. When he came to the Beis Medrash, he looked inside, and the Baal Shem Tov was sitting on the floor, doing Tikkun Chatzos, Pesach Ve'efer. So, huh? So he went back to the house where the Baal Shem Tov was, and he looked inside, and the Baal Shem Tov was taking Kvilach. And he went back to the Beis Medrash, and he saw the Baal Shem Tov was saying Tikkun Chatzos. So from that moment on, became a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. This is what he told this Talmud. When the Talmud heard this, then he understood why he was there. Then he knew from this whole ma'aseh that Rabbi Baruch Hu set it up, that he should meet this Yid, and he should tell him what's made the madrigas of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Mezhbusher, he was very much connected to the neshama of Shlomo HaMelech. The tzaddikim said that he had the neshama of Shlomo HaMelech. But Tzvi Hirsch from Zidetshev, who was one of the great tzaddikim of the next generation, he was a Talmud of the Chayza, or maybe even a Chav of the Chayza, and he had very big aguim. It was a very big shmu in the Welt that the Shir HaShirim, which Rav Baruch Mezhbusher says on Erev Shabbos, is something which is unbelievable, out of this world. Only one problem, though, is that nobody was allowed in. So Tzvi Hirsch from Zidetshev took this like as a challenge, that he was going to travel to Mezhbush to be by the Shir HaShirim of Baruch Mezhbusher. So he went with a chaver, And they snuck into the room of Baruch Mezrisher before. Like, all the tzaddikim, they all did this. They all snuck in. And also not to be advised to do such things. But they would do these things. Actually, maybe not. Maybe it's good to do this. And to go, and they snuck in to be by the Shir Hashirim of the Baruch Mezrisher. So Baruch Mezrisher began to say Shir Hashirim. And as soon as he began to say Shir Hashirim, so they felt like there was a fire. First of all, the whole room became filled with flames. Fires all around the Baruch Mezrisher. And he said it with a mesikas and with a dveikas. That right afterwards, the chaver of Tzvi Hirshman Bishop, who came with him, he ran out of the room. But he wasn't master, Baruch Mezrisher didn't even notice. He was in such a dveikas, he didn't even notice. He just ran out of the room because he couldn't take it. He couldn't take the intensity of the dveikas of Baruch Mezrisher. So Tzvi Hirsh, he said that when he came to the pasuk of Diglo Yalei Ahava Samchuni Ba'ashishrei Srapduni Ba'tapuchin Kechilas Ahava Ani, that's when the Aish started to appear around in the room. When he started to say Samchuni Ba'ashishrei, that I was surrounded by fires. There was fire, a ring of fire was around Baruch Mezrisher. And when he said Kechilas Ahava Ani, he started to feel like this Ahava which is coming from within himself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he said he started to feel too that he couldn't be able to take it. And he said, as he continued, he came to the words, Nafshi cholas avasecha, these lashonos like this, Nafshi yatzu b'dabrei, all these lashonos. He says, nevertheless, af al pichin, I was goymer b'dayti, said Ritzi Hirsch, that even if I die from the Shir Hashirim of Baruch Mezrisher, it's kedai to be here. It's kedai to be here and to die such a death from dveikis, from listening to the Shir Hashirim of Baruch Mezrisher. He survived. And he said afterwards that he came to mamash, a place of klois nefesh mamash, that he could have expired. And he says, it happens to me a lot that I fall into a place of nefilas hamechin, where I feel like, this is very common for a tzaddik, that he falls into a place where he feels like he's a nothing and he's a nobody, and why should he continue in meichin like this, called meichin dekanes. And he says, whenever I fall into that place, I remind myself of the dveikus which I felt from hearing the Shir Hashirim of Mezrisher, and it gives me a chias, and it right away restores my life and my chias and my fire in Avodas Hashem when I recall those moments of the Shir Hashirim of Mezrisher. Let's say Ribbono Olam, and then we'll bench.